Prime Minister Gordon Brown said British envoys are being sent out to talk with coalition partners and NATO allies to make the case for sending more troops to Afghanistan.
We are prepared to put more troops into Afghanistan, but there's got to be burden sharing amongst the alliance.
Britain currently has 9,000 troops in Afghanistan and is proposing sending 500 more, but it wants other allies, not including the United States, to send another 5,000 troops as well. Prime Minister Brown said he's confident other countries will step forward. Success is possible, he said, with the right strategy and an end game plan in sight.
You cannot be an occupying army forever. What you've got to do is pass control to local people who then can take control of their own affairs, and that's what our strategy is.
The Prime Minister said crucial to that strategy is building up Afghan local and national government institutions and practices to make sure that Afghan President Hamid Karzai is able to tackle some major issues.
We have got to have an indication from President Karzai, his inauguration comes very soon, that he will tackle the very problems that have given some succor to the Taliban, and that is corruption, and that is local governance, and that is the quality of district governors. The question, in my view, is not his willingness to do it. He is willing to do this. The question is making sure that the delivery of it is satisfactory.
The Prime Minister said Britain's strategy is in line with the views of the Obama administration in Washington. President Barack Obama is currently reviewing U.S. strategy in Afghanistan and has yet to decide whether to send additional troops to the country and, if so, how many. The United States currently has a 70,000-strong force in Afghanistan and is considering sending up to 40,000 more. Some 100,000 U.S. and NATO troops are currently in Afghanistan, but increasing casualty figures and concerns about a growing Taliban threat and an ineffective and corrupt Afghan government have led to diminishing public support for the war. Sonia Pace, VOA News, London.